Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Nunvav. I go in Chodesh Chodesh Tov to all, and we are on Nun Hey Amid Beis. We'll start with the last skinny line. The last skinny line. I think that's where we will start from. So we're getting into the sugya. We're already in the sugya of Tzafon, of requiring the north side of the Azara for various karbanos in terms of their shechita. Just to remember a beautiful source that we did back in Parshas Vayikra. We did this in when we learned Zvachim, and that is in Perek Aleph in Vayikra, Pasuk. Let me just find it. I have it here, Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph. The Meshachachma points out what's the significance of Tzafon. Right, north. So we know the kachim have to be in the north. We're going to have a whole discussion today of other karbanos that have to be on the north side of the mizbeach. What's the uniqueness of the north? So says the Meshech Chachma, the fish at Safon Mora al Akidaso Shel Yitzchak Shet Safun Afro Lizikaron Lefnei Hashem Tamid. Safon is connected to the word Safun, hidden. The ashes of Yitzchak Avinu. Not really the ashes that almost were, but it's considered. Many Chazals talk about it. Says if Yitzchak was shechted, so the ashes of Yitzchak are hidden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever, and that's Safun, it's hidden, so that's Safon. V'kavana sh'amru sh'ruach Tzfon is psucha u'mora la'bechira ha'chavshes sh'as Avram Avinu. Safon means it's all open, and Avram Avinu had the choice to do what he did. She'yehe maser nafsho shel Yisraeli la'Hashem u'kim'at sh'shal ha'bechir v'ibad av'acharav. He basically paved the way, taking away Bechira, not taking away Bechira, but reaching the level of no Bechira, of successfully meeting every challenge in his Avodas Hashem. Ukimat hukva teva kaya benefashi Yisraeli, limsar asmal avas Hashem Yisbarach. And he put into the DNA of every Jew the ability to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's the what Avram Avinu did, and that's why Lachel Loksiv Rakbe Ben Tzon. That's why the Mefurish pasuk about Safon is only by Tzon; it's not by Bakar, which is earlier. Lachel Oniskar Beben Bakar Behedya to Kam Elo Tishkachna, because of the Maisa Egel, it's not Safun Lifana. But he quotes other writers to this as well. But that is the Meshech Chachma. And then at the end, he says something that's going to connect to something today. Lefiza Asi Shaper also, that Seir Nachshon does not need Safon. We know the Karban Chatas, all the Nisim on the first day of Nisan, starting and continuing, they all brought one of every Karban to sanctify the Mizbeach, to be behind the Mizbeach. They brought a Chatas, they brought an Ola, they brought a Mincha, they brought a Shlamin, they brought Ketores, they didn't bring an Asham. That's what the Ramban says, Hashem is Bechal Chatas. But they brought all the Karbanis. That Chatas wasn't Baal Chait. That was just to be Mechalek Mizbeach. So we're going to have it 2 minutes. We already had it also earlier in Zvachim, that those Seirim of Chatas did not require Tzafon. Why not? So says the Meshech Chachma, who was the first Nasi that started it off? Nachshon Ben Aminadav. He was already Moser Nefesh. He didn't need to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Avram Avinu, because he was already Moser Nefesh, Kiddush Shmo Shel Makom, Lachin Eid Otam Lahazker, Kiddush Shel Yitzchak, Shekin Ha'ilo Mesiris Nefesh, Bayam. See, he didn't need the Tzafon. That was the Seir Nachshon. That's an important Meshech Chachma to remember in Vayikra, whenever we do these Amudim related to the Sugya of Tzfon HaMizbeach. Tzfon HaMizbeach. Okay? So let's get back to last skinny line. Ella, I think we read this, but we'll read it again. Tana, Oso Kakashalei. So the Tana was bothered by Oso. Oso seems to exclude, right? We were just talking about a Brisa yesterday, where the Brisa seemed to say that you would exclude something from Chatas. So, Tana, Oso Kakashalei. So, Vahachi Kamar. O Eino Ella, Shizet Tan Safon, Veinacher Tan Safon. We think that something else is going to be excluded. So, Kasav Rechmana, Oso. We think, something's going to be excluded. So Vahashka Danafka Lemi Vishakara Sachatas Osa Lemute Mai. But once we include all Chataos from the extra phrase of Vishakara Sachatas, which we discussed yesterday, is that a Klal or Prat? Is that a Prat or Klal? Osa Lemute Mai. So what is Osa coming to exclude? If it's not excluding any other carbon chatas, the Gemara answers it is. Lemute Nachshav Vishakad Opa Pesach Simin. It's excluding Osa Bitsafon Vaisir Nachshav Bitsafon, as we just discussed. It's excluding Seir Nachshon, this Chatas that was brought by the Nesiim. Salkadai Dachamina, you might have thought, we might have thought, Hov Israbi L'inyin Smicha, L'Israbi Nami L'inyin Safon, since the Seir Nachshon needs Smicha, even though you would have thought maybe not. Because smicha is done when by a carbon al chait. Smicha is usually accompanied with vidui. And if it is not ba'al chait, usually you don't have it. So, but there's a special lima that we'll mention in a minute. Bezrat Hashem, that you require smicha by the chatas of Nachshon. So you might have thought you also required safon. Shemir ha'milin yisafa kamash balan. Kamash balan, you don't require safon when it comes to the seer of Nachshon. Keep in mind also to a little more, and then I'll mention it again. The smicha gufa minal. And how do we know that smicha itself, one does require for the seer of Nachshon, and that was the reason for the havamina that we would also require safon? Titania, because the Brisa says, v'samach yadol rosh ha-seir, he will do smicha on the rosh of the seir. That's written by the seer of the nasi. Seer of the nasi, one of the special karbanas chatas. L'rabos seir nachshon l'smicha. That's to include the seir nachshon. Why? Because it could have said v'samach yado al rosho, not al rosh ha-seir. We know it's talking about a seir. What's al rosh ha-seir? To include the seir nachshon for smicha. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a good reason why we say that there is a havamina to say tzafon, and we say no, we take away that, we have a special limud to tell me you don't need tzafon. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, l'rabo si'irei avodas kochavim l'smicha, is to include the special seer avodas zara for smicha, because also that has special halachos, so you have to have a pasuk to include for smicha. So maskav l'ravina, so teinach l'Rabbi Yehuda, fine according to Rabbi Yehuda. I say that I understand the havamina, and that's why I need a pasuk to exclude safon. L'Rabbi Shimon, Ma'ikel Amei, Rabbi Wadigbet, according to Rabbi Shimon, what would I say that? Why would I have a havamina? What would I need the pasuk for it to exclude by seir nachshon? There's no smicha by seir nachshon, so there's no havamina that I would say safon by seir nachshon. So why would I need the pasuk to exclude? So says the Gemara, Amalei Marzutra, Braid Rav Mari, L'Ravina. Rabbi Yehuda Nami, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you think everything works out? My Israbi Israbi, my Delo Israbi, Lo Israbi. What's the Avamina? You have a special limit to include smicha, but my inyan smicha eis al tzafon. Just because you have a pasuk to include smicha, still, why would I have had the Havamina? The Gemara originally had the Havamina, but now why would I have the Havamina? So you have the same problem for Rabbi Yehuda too. What was the Havamina? What was the first stage of the Gemara? What was the second stage? We originally thought that there was a connection between smicha and safon. Kamash Balan, there is no connection. So Lachora, there's no direct connection between them. But maybe both of them are symptoms of something else. If you have smicha by a karban, that shows there is a connection to this karban. It's accomplishing something, maybe a general type of kapara, like an Asham Talui type of kapara. So that would make you require safon also, because it's chatas-like. Kamash Balan, we say that there is no connection, and no, you would have thought otherwise. Maybe there's smicha for some other reasons, right? We also know that there's smicha for a shlamim, and you say divrei shevach on the animal. So you have to work out what was the havamina, what was the first stage of the Gemara, and what was this stage that the Gemara now rejects the connection between smicha and safon. And the Gemara says, v'chi tema ilo mi ate kra hava amina tesi bibinyan av. And if you want to say, okay, fine, even without, if the pasuk would not have excluded it, meaning excluded seir nachshon from smicha, I would have included it. Smicha gufei lishto chlaminei v'teisi b'binyan av. I'm sorry, if you would have said it by tzafon, so you should have said it by smicha too. Meaning there's no difference between the two. El ha-shami do'ez lo yafinan. What are you going to tell me? You wouldn't have learned it from smicha because you're not going to learn a halacha ledoros from a halacha of harasha. The seir nachshon was harasha. Achat is brought for no sin. So chanami shami daras lo yafinan. So too here we'll say shami daras lo yafinan. Meaning lamaskana, there's no difference between smicha and safon. And either you would have learned both of them, you would have learned neither of them. But either way, we're back to the kasha. That there's no reason I would have thought to say tsafod by seer nachshon. So there's no reason that you would have needed the pasuk to exclude it. So we're back to the question of what does the word oso exclude, right? If you tell me that you need tsafod by all kabbalas chatas, so what does that pasuk exclude? Okay, we're back to that question. We had one suggestion already, excluding seer nachshon. We just rejected that, so we're going to have suggestion number two. We had this whole shakla v'tarya already back in Zvachim, but we're going to have it again. Okay, so Ella says the Gemara. Second possibility. Ella oso ta'un safon ve'ein hashochet omeid b'tzafon. What does oso mean? Only the animal has to be in the tzafon, but the shochet does not have to be in the tzafon. So if the shochet could stand on the east side of the mizbeach, and the animal could be the north side of the mizbeach. If you remember what I mentioned before, I'll mention it again though. Remember the brisa we had in Zachem Daf Chaf. It's an important brisa to remember. The three different opinions, what does tzafon mean? What does tzafon mean? If you were to ask somebody, you know, what does it mean you have to shecht the tzafon mizbeach? So the most minimal shita, says the brisa, the ezeu tzafon, says the brisa in Zvachim Daf Chaf, mikir mizbeach tzfoni v'yakos alazara tzfoni, ukenegad kol mizbeach kulo tzafon, divrei Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda is the most minimal shita. What's tzafon? Due north of the mizbeach. That's it. That's the only part of the north that you can. That's literal. Tzvon HaMizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Mosif Af, Bein HaUlam, Bala Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon adds on, also northwest of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Heichal, and the Ulam. The Ulam is, if you remember, is the front of the Heichal. Right? It's like the wider entranceway going into the Heichal is the Ulam. So once you get north of the Ulam, it's not good enough. But the second cheetah includes the couple of amas that are west of the northwest between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Once you get to the Ulam, as I said, in the north side of the Beis Chalifos, the north side of that whole Heichal complex, so that's not good enough. That's not good according to anybody. But that's the second cheetah, the northwest. And then you have the third cheetah, Rebbe Mosif, Af Makom Drisas Ragli Akonim, Umakom Drisas Ragli Yisrael. Right, also northeast of the Mizbeach. The 11 Amos northeast that the Kohanim could walk, and the 11 Amos either further that the Yisrael could walk. So there are 22 Amos that we learned. 22 Amos from Shar Niknar, the doorway into the Heichal, into the Azara, all the way to the Mizbeach. So all of those 22 Amos north of the Mizbeach, that's called north, according to Rebbe as well. Aval min ha-Chalifos v'lefnim, but west, all the way west on the north side of the Heichal, Hakol Modem Shapasel. Everybody agrees. Those are the three shitas in the Brisa in Zvachim on Daf Chaf. So our Gemara now here says, if you have a Kohen who's standing on the, let's say, east side of the Mizbeach, and he has a long knife, and he shechs inside of the north side of the Mizbeach, that's good enough. You don't need the shochet standing. And that's oso. Oso, only the animal has to be in safon and not the shochet. So the Gemara asks, you know it from oso? Midra b'choy nafka. But don't you learn that from elsewhere? You learn that from avachoy, the Tanya. Rav Achaya omer, v'shochet oso al yerech ha-mizbeach safona. You shecht it on the north side of the mizbeach. Matam alomar. What is that teaching me in Perek Aleph? That's by carbon ola, lefisha matzinu b'mekabel, she'omeid b'tzafon u'mekabel b'tzafon, since we know, for Kabbalah Saddam, the second one of the avodas, that he stands in the north, and he catches the blood in the north, v'yam amad b'darom, v'kibel b'tzafon, pasul, by Kabbalah Saddam, the person, the mekabel, also has to be in the tzafon. The Kohen catching the blood has to be in the tzafon. So Yachol Avzeke, you might think the Shochet also has to be in the tzafon. Tamalomar Oso. Oso b'tzafon. V'lo ha-shochet sorach li'osomid b'tzafon. So you're learning out from this pasuk of V'shochet Oso al-yerech mizbeach tzafon. It's an extra pasuk. So you learn it out from there that the Shochet is not needed to stand to the tzafon. So why? How do we... So back to our question. We have a different Oso. Our Oso then cannot be teaching me this because you know that from the other pasuk of Vishachar Oso. Right, the Oso that we're talking about is in Perek Dalad. Vishachar Oso b'mkom ha-she'ishchan ha'ola. That's the Oso that we're talking about, the Oso by Chatas. Right, but here we're talking about the Oso by Ola. So ask the Gemara, you already know this halacha of the Shochet not needing to stand there from elsewhere. So why do you need it here? If you remember, two important points. Tosfos earlier, back on Daf Hey. Back on Daf Hey, that was the sugya of Shechita Lav Avodahi. We also had two shiurim about this on the Daf Be'iyun shiurim. Tosfos there discusses all the different opinions of the Rishonim. Why Shechita Lav Avodahi? What makes Shechita different? So Rashi all over Shas says, why is Shechita Lav Avodahi? Because a Zohar could do it. The fact that a Yisrael could do Shechita, that reflects, or that causes, or one of the two. Shechita lav avodah. The shechita is a different type of avodah. Tosfos though also quoted two other opinions. Why shechita lav avodah? So he quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Lid shechita lav avodah, because after all, you also have shechita by chulin. Shaveh b'chulin b'kachem. You don't have kabbalah, holacha, or zrika by chulin. But you have shechita, so the fact that you have this avodah also by chulin means shechita lav avodah. Number two. But number three says Tosfos back on daf hey, shechita lav avodah, why? Because you know the shochet doesn't have to be in the north. That's it. Unlike Kabbalah Holach Ezrika, right? Or at least unlike Kabbalah. So the fact that you don't have to have him in the north, that shows Lavavoda. So this halacha is quoted by Tosfos there on Daf Hey to tell me Lavavoda. What's the Svara? What's the Svara why the shochet doesn't have to be in the north while the Makabel has to be in the north? Okay, Lavavoda, what does that mean? So Rav Schechter, I think we quoted this in the past, Rav Schechter has a beautiful article in Giras Egos in the Kachem section, Simon Nunbez, in the back of the Ginas Egos, where he talks about two different elements to Kachem. He starts off with the Beis Halevi that has come up before. The Beis Halevi says, when it comes to Achilas Kachem, eating Karbanis, says the Beis Halevi, there are two aspects that we could talk about. There's an aspect of the Achilas HaGavra, a person eating a Kizayis, the mitzvah achila, like eating matzah, like eating anything. And also, you can focus on the animal, the chefsa, the animal eaten. And the Beis Halevi says, by all karbanos, the mitzvah is only mitzvah the karban, mitzvah the animal. It's a mitzvah for this animal to be eaten. There is no mitzvah sagavar for each kohen to get a kizayis. Because after all, you think about it, you think every kohen can get a kizayis of the lechem apanim, of the karbanos. There's thousands of kohenim in every mishmar. We have to split up all Kohanim in B'nai Yisrael into 24 groups, and then split each of those into 6 groups. That's probably thousands of Kohanim every day. Were there enough animals for everybody to get a Kizayis? So the Beis Halevi says, maybe not, but you know what? The mitzvah of every Kohen is to make sure it is eaten. Not that every Kohen has to eat a Kizayis. That's the Beis Halevi, with one exception. And that, of course, is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, not only is there a mitzvah for the Karban to be eaten, but it's a mitzvah for every... Okay, the Beis Halevi says, sorry, we just got cut off a little bit there, so we're going to continue from now. It'll be a little shortened. The Beis Halevi says that the Karban Pesach has two different elements. It has the mitzad, the chefsa of the Karban, and mitzad, the gavra of the Kohen, and every person doing the, not just the Kohen eating it, but every person eating it. Says Rav Schechter, maybe every Avoda as well has those two elements. Every Avoda has mitzad, the person doing the Avoda, and mitzad, the animal having the Avoda done. Maybe that's the Chiddush when it comes to Shechita. Shechita lav Avoda means the mitzad, the chefsa of the Karban, so it has that, it is an Avoda. But mitzad the gavra, it's not. And that's why it's beautiful. Rav Schechter suggested it's meduyuk that the animal still has to be in the tzafon, even though the gavra, the person, does not have to be in the tzafon. That's what he suggests in the Ginas Egos. Okay, but now the Gemara says a third possibility. Ela oso b'tzafon, vein ben of b'tzafon. Maybe the oso is excluding that an animal has to be in the tzafon, but a bird, the malika, does not have to be done in the tzafon. Salkadai dechamino, leisi b'kavachomer, and b'benson. Some say that we would have said, learned it as a kavachomer, that you would have to do malika in the north. Uma ben son shalo kavalo kohen kavalo tzafon. If an animal which does not have to be done by a kohen yet has to be done in the tzafon, so ben of shakavalo kohen eno din shenikvalo tzafon. So a ben of, a bird which has to have a kohen, surely it should have to have tzafon. That is the suggested kavachomer, and that's why you need a pasuk to exclude it. So the Gemara answers, Mala ben son shekin kavalo kli. No, ben son, knock out the kavachomer. Maybe a ben son, it's different. Shekin kavalo kli. You have to use a kli. And therefore, what, did that mean it's more machmir? No, maybe it just means that it's different. Kavalo kli means that shchita is considered an avoda. That's reflected by the fact that you need a kli. Masha'ink, and that's why you might require tzafon. Masha'inkin by an oaf, maybe you don't require a kli, so maybe that reflects it's a different type of act. Maybe it's not an avoda in the regular sense that would require tzafon. So therefore, we knock out the kavachomer, and we reject that possibility. We reject the Havamina that we would have thought Malika has to be done in the Tzafon. Just two notes. Remember the Machlokas we mentioned in the Shidim Kubetzes in Zvachim Samach Gimel, Machlokas Balamar Ravid, whether there's a Lechachila to do it on the top of the Mizbeach or lechatchila to do it anywhere, number one. And number two, remember the discussion we had in a Ian Shear related to what exactly does this mean, kavalo kli. There were really five shitas in the Rishonim. What does it mean, kavalo kli? There are some shitas that, if you're medayik in the first Mishnah in Ezel Makoman, a kli is only mentioned by kabalas dam. It's not mentioned by shchita. So Rabbeinu Ephraim in the first Tosfos in Ezel Makoman, back in Svachim, says that you don't really need a kli for shchita. You just don't have to use the fingernail. That's what it means, kavalo kli, that you don't use the fingernail, but you could use a piece of rock, you could use a piece of glass. Most Rishonim don't assume that way. Tosfos there assumes that you need a kli shareis. The Rambam's fascinating shita in Maisa Karbanis, Dalet Zayin, says you need a kli shareis lechatchila, b'dieved not. Sounds like two tracks in shchita. But either way, that's an important couple of different opinions. What does kli here mean? Okay, but either way, let's go to number four then. So that's rejected, so we go to number four. Ella oso betzafon, ve'ein pesach betzafon. Maybe oso is excluding karban pesach. You don't need safon to shech karban pesach. So the Gemara says, pesach, midiblazer ben Yaakov nafka. What do you mean? You already know that from Blazer ben Yaakov. Titanya, because the Brisa says, Blazer ben Yaakov omer, yochol yeah, pesach ton safon. You might have thought that the pesach requires safon. Vidinhu, and what's the limud? Ma ola shol kavalat zman b'shchitasa. Kavalat safon, if a carbon ola, which does not have a set time for its shchita. And yet you write an ola sedava. You bring whatever you want. And yet, you have to do it in the tzafon. Pesach shekavol osman l'shchitaso. You know, did shekavol osman. If Pesach already has a higher standard, that you have to do it at a certain time, erev Pesach afternoon, so surely, Einodin, sheyikvalo tzafon. So surely, you should require tzafon there by a current Pesach. That's why you need the pasuk to exclude it. So the Gemara says, one second, malaola shekin kalil. No, you wouldn't have had that havamina, because ola is different. Ola is totally burned. That's why you would have thought tzafon by ola. But not by Pesach. Okay, Michatas. So have a kavachor for Michatas. What do you mean? Malachatas, shkein mechaperes al-chai v'krisus. Chatas is also unique. Don't compare Pesach to it. Because Chatas is mechaper on chai v'krisus, if you did the Meshogeg. No, me Asham, which isn't chai v'krisus. Malach Asham, shkein kachay kachim. Asham is still different than Pesach, because Asham is kachay kachim. Mikolonami shkein kachay kachim. And you know what? All of them are kachay kachim. So you wouldn't have learned Pesach from them. So again, there's no kavachomer, there's no limut, and therefore there wouldn't have been a havamina to have karban Pesach in the tzafon. So we're back to the question. So in the Biuri Hadaf, he quotes Chiddush Rabbi Yaleib, I think we mentioned this once before as well, who says, the din of tzafon, is that a din, a generic din in all karbanos? Or is it a din in kol echad ve'echad? There's a din of tzafon by chatos, there's a din of tzafon by ola. If you look it back in Zvachim, there's a source for each one. How do you know you need tzafon by here and by here and by here and by even by each chatas? So he says maybe that's the havamina maskana here. The havamina is to say that tzafon is by specific karbanos, and therefore you could even say maybe even by karban Pesach. Masheke la maskana is din by kachay kachim. Generally, and that's why Pesach, of course, is not included. Maybe that would have a minimum maskana of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Ela la olam kidakamrinan." Okay, you know what? Go back to number two. Go back to the second suggestion. Meikara. Oso b'tzafon veina shochet b'tzafon. Right, that you exclude the shochet having to stand in the tzafon. Utkakasha lecha midi Rabbi Chai nafka. But didn't we ask? Don't we know it already from Rabbi Chai? Rabbi Chai lav lemuti shochet b'tzafon udasa. No, the emphasis, the real din of Rabbi Chai is not telling me that the shochet doesn't have to stand in the tzafon. Elahachi kamar ein a shochet b'tzafon avo makabel b'tzafon. His ikar din is teaching me that the makabel has to be in the tzafon. Not that the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon. The real din of Rabbi Chai is that the mekabel has to be in the tzafon. That's his din. Mekabel, mi lakach v'lakach nafka. No, you know that from elsewhere. Lakach v'lakach lo mashmalei. No, he doesn't have that limud. So therefore, his ikar din is the mekabel, and the fact that shochet doesn't have to be, he's not really telling me that, and that's why you use our or so to teach me that. Period. Viter, our Mishnah said, one is not allowed to be machbits, karbanis mincha, except for those two exceptions, but you're not allowed to do that, and not only are you not allowed to do it, but you're not allowed to do any step of the process. You're chayev on the kneading, and on the shaping, and on the baking. Amar af papa, afa lokesh tayim, achas ala richasav, achas ala fiyasa. What does this mean? So according to Rashi, this means baking it is really the final stage of shaping it. You shape it in order to bake it. So when you bake it,
it's considered as if you also shaped it. This is Rashi Shita. This is how the Rashba explains Rashi Shita. And therefore, if you bake it, you're chayev too. You're chayev for baking it, and you're chayev for shaping it, even though you didn't shape it. Tosva says, what are you talking about? Tosva says, no, it must be because when you put it in the oven and bake it, you shape it a little bit to put it into the oven. So that's why you're chayev too. But Rashi, we're going to go with Rashi Shita for now. Rashi says, even just for the baking it, you're chayev too. Says the Gemara of Ha'amrit, one second, but didn't we say, Ma afiyah miyuchada shimaisi yachidi v'chayavad l'befnei atzma? Didn't we say, just like afiyah is singular and yuchayev for itself, sounds like you only have one for afiyah. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, had arech u va'afa hu, had arech chavrei v'yavle va'afa. Here's where one person did the shaping and the baking, and here's where somebody else did the shaping, and he just did the baking. In which direction does it go? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Where I did the shaping and I did the baking, then I'm only chayev one for the baking. Because how can I be chayev for the baking too? I'm chayev for shaping for the baking, but I'm already chayev separately for the shaping. So that's where you only chayev one for the baking, because you're already chayev, one for the shaping, one for the baking. But if my friend did the shaping and I did the baking, then I could be chayev two for the baking. Because you could be chayev, two different people can be chayev for the same act. So if somebody else did the shaping and I did the baking, he's chayev for the shaping and I'm chayev too. One for the shaping, one for the baking. That's Rashi's pshat. Tan Rabbanon. Let's see. We'll take a quarter price that's related to this. Bechor she'achzudam. A bechor, an animal, a carbon bechor, that achzudam. What does that mean? He is deathly ill. The bechor is deathly ill. Makizino, so as Adam, so the b'makom she'enos and b'mum. We know there's an issu d'oraisa of putting a mum into karbanis. Matal mum b'kachin, is an issu d'oraisa. So here, though, the animal's life's in danger. So, what are you allowed to do? So makizino, so as Adam, b'makom she'enos and b'mum. The Rabbi Meir says, you're allowed to do a kazas dam to it to try to make it better, even though it's going to cause a mum, but only in a place which doesn't cause it to have a mum. Right, in a hidden place. Meaning, in other words, says that even though this animal kind of has a mum already, it's going to die, still the isser is in effect. And you're not allowed to put a mum on it, except in a place where it's not going to make a mum. No! This is considered a ba'al mum already. And there's no isser of being matal mum b'mal mum. So you're allowed to put a mum anywhere. But the Chacham have an issur rabbanan. You're not allowed to eat the carbon and shech the carbon based on this mum. Meaning, because we know the halacha is that if a bechor gets a mum, all of a sudden it loses its kedusha, it's mamono shel kohen. And the kohen is allowed to shech it and eat it wherever he wants. So Chazal were always worried that the kohanim were chashudim to put a mum in the carbon because they're going to want to eat it. So even though we're going to allow you to do this, Chazal were worried, where goes there, you can't check the animal unless it gets a real other mum. Not you can't base on this because we're worried that a kohen is going to do this for no reason.
Can you make his dam without causing a mum?
Right, so you can make his dam in a place that's not considered a mum. There are certain types of the animal that even if the animal has a wound, it's not called a mum. That's the place. According to Rabbi Meir, Chamzei, don't worry about it. There's no isser, but you can't eat. Reb Shimon Omer, the most makel shita, al vishchan alos mum. No, he's not even worried about it. He's not even worried about shechting also mum. Why? Why? Rashi explains at the bottom of the previous Amud, because Reb Shimon holds Darvashin Miskavein is mutter. Darvashin Miskavein is mutter. Psikresha. Psikresha. Tosva says, it's in a way that it's not a psikresha. You try to do it in a way that's not a psikresha. But this might fit in to another shear that we had in the Ian shear, that what's the definition of psikresha? Psikresha might mean, according to some Rishonim, we're not going to get back into it now, if these two things aren't always connected, even though here it's connected. So it could be that being makes dam, because you could have done it in a place where it doesn't cause a mum, so even though here you did it in a place which causes a mum, that's not called psikresha. You can look at the rayas in that Tuesday night share that we had, but that's from Shimon Shita here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the most machmir Shita, afilu meis imekizim lo asadam. Even if it's going to die, you can't be makes dam. No, period. You can't put a mum anywhere, period. Amr b'chiyah bar Abba, Amr b'yochanan. So now we're going to relate to this. Hakol modim b'machamit zachar machamit shehu chayiv. Everybody agrees that even if a carbon mincha already was nischametz, you can't do anything else to it to cause it to become more mechumatz. Dichsev lo siyaseh chametz, lo siyafeh chametz. You can't do anything to it, even if it's already mechumatz. There's a discussion in the Karen Ora here. Is it because every stage of being mechametz it causes it to become more nischametz? Or no, there's a gossip. even if it's fully leavened and nothing more is going to happen, there's an issa d'oraisa to do an act of machametz. But either way, everybody agrees that machametz achar machametz is chayiv. B'misaris achar misaris shehu chayiv. Everybody agrees that if somebody, rachmana l'slan, is already somewhat misuras, is already somewhat impotent, his reproductive organs are damaged, one is not allowed to affect them even more. Everybody agrees that also. Dichsir, as it says, Uma'uch, this week's parasha, Uma'uch v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus, all the different types of damages that happen to a male organ. Imol ha'koleis hu chayiv, ala nosek lo kol shekein. So what does it mean that if somebody is kasus v'nasuk, it's talking about bali mumin of a kohen, but also it's an isadaraisa of siris, of castrating a person. So, says the Gemara, if you're chayiv for koreis, of course you're chayiv for nosek. Koreis means if I cut the gid of a man, but I leave it hanging, and nosek is cutting it totally. So it says it could even be not physically cutting it totally, but it could be giving medicine that will make it as if it's not there. So the Gemara says if you're chayav for half cutting it off, surely for whole cutting it off. So therefore, the chiddush is el lahavi nosek achar koreis uchayev. The chiddush is that even if it's already half cut off already and it's just hanging, if you cut off more, meaning if somebody's half impotent or mostly impotent, even finishing off the job, right? It could be if somebody's 90%, making him 100% in all these cases. So that's another chiyuv. So everybody agrees by machamis achar machamis uchayev. Everybody agrees that misaris achar misaris uchayev. Lo nechloku el bemato mum bemamum. Our machlokes is putting a balmum into already a balmum. Rabbi Meir Savar, kol mum moyia bo, kol mum is an inclusion. That's what Rabbi Meir says. The Issur d'oraisa still, the Issur still is in effect. For Rabbanan Savri, tamim yihyeh liratzon. No, tamim yihyeh liratzon. The Issur balmum only applies by a tamim, not by a non-tamim. Rabbi Meir Nami Hoksiv Tamim Yel Ratzon. Rabbi Meir, who says that there is an Isser, even by a non-tamim, what does he use tamim for? Hahulamuti Balmum Meikara. That's to exclude animal born with a Balmum. So that, there's no Isser to put a Balmum on that animal. Says the Gemara, Balmum Meikara, Dikla Ba'almahu. A Balmum originally is like a tree. What does that mean? He wasn't his Kaddish in the first place. You have to exclude that. If you have a Balmum originally, so it never achieved Kedusha. So the Gemara says, no, el lemute psuli hamagdashim achar pidyonim. Rabbi Meir is telling you the chiddush is psuli hamagdashim. If an animal gets a psul and he's redeemed, the halacha is there are still certain limitations on what you're allowed to do with this animal. Lachar pidyonim. Sakada the chamina, I might have thought, hol vasir begizia b'avoda, just like an animal that was psul, that was redeemed. It's still usher to shear and to work that animal. You're just allowed to eat it. So therefore, b'mumam nami litzuri, I would have thought there's still an iser to be matal mum on that animal also. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir uses the word tamim to teach me there is no iser to put a mum on psuli hamukdashim. For Rabbanan nami haksiv b'amul kol mum lo yebo. The Rabbanan who say there is an iser to put a mum on a b'amum. What did they use the pasuk of kol mum to include? Hamibayu elikidatanya b'chol mum lo yebo. The following ain li ela shelo yehei b'amum. I might have thought that only that you can't put a mum on it. Minayin shelo yigrom lo idei acherim. How do we know that there's an iser d'oraisa even in an indirect way? Usually grumma makes it a drabanan, like by Shabbos. But here by putting a b'amum, even the grumma is d'oraisa. For example, shelo yaniach matzeko dveil agabia ozen kadesh yoa kel v'yitzlenu. I'm going to put some dough behind the ear of the animal and then send the animal into the field with the other animals. So the other animals are going to eat the dough and also nibble on the animal's ear. That's an iser d'oraisa. Even though it's grumma. Tamal omar kol mum. Omar mum. Omar mum v'omar kol mum. So even kol mum includes being goreim, to be matel a mum on this animal. Okay, so that's the discussion of machamis acha machamis, besaris acha besaris, in contrast to matel mum b'bal mum. Hashem, tomorrow what we'll have to start off with is an important discussion of whether this iser of putting a hatalas mum on an animal applies bizman hazeh. If you have a karban, if you have a bechor bizman hazeh, is there an iser to put a mum on that animal? It's not roi lak rava, because there's no Beis HaMikdash today. So what would we say in that case? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Can I apologize? It's a little shorter. We just had some technical difficulties in the middle. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue. Parsha Shir tonight at OU.org. Parsha Shir tonight, 8:45.